I'm Scott Dimeshi, the Executive Director of Capital Area District Libraries, and joining me right now is Jerry Jaloski, Event Director for How To Halloween. Hello, Jerry.
Thanks so much for having me.
How To Halloween is an annual event that takes place at the Lansing Center. How was it created?
You know, who doesn't have great memories of Halloween when you're a kid? I mean, that's where it really started out. I remember being young and decorating our house and making it just a fun place to be with my sisters and, you know, just trying to make something out of nothing. And then now with my kids, we have a neighborhood with tons of neighbor kids going all around of a magical night and really wanting to make the memories for them. So we would just build these big displays. And what I realized is a lot of the fun was actually building it even more than the night itself. So that was the germ of the idea, you know, let's keep this going. I just thought it was a special thing. And I own Jam and DJs, a entertainment company, for many years. So I had a lot of the equipment and I thought of just bringing it to a convention hall. I had no idea how to do it. But I had the lights, I had the sound, I had, making props and everything like that, the knowledge. And so I went to the Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority, LEPFA, downtown Lansing, and I pitched the idea to them, and they loved it. They were all on board, and what a great thing, because what they're trying to do is give the average person a chance who has an idea like this to, you know, try it out, make a convention, and without the hurdles of the year one expenses that can really bury someone pretty quickly. So we're partnering with LEPFA in what they call a co-promotion for How To Halloween. And now we are entering our sixth year. It's just been growing steadily ever since.
How is your Halloween event different than others being offered around the area?
So the big difference is that it is all ages, you know, whether it's for kids or the kids at heart. Halloween has such a broad definition to people. So it can be a little bit of everything, whether it's pop culture, it can be sci-fi, little horror, little, people who want to just make believe for a day. And that's what we're tapping into of the different genres and almost like a, you know, it's part Comic-Con, part science fair, part show and tell, and just maker fest is kind of what it is. People who like to build, people who like to create, invent. This is the place where you can see what others have done and get inspired to do even more. It's also a place we have 50 plus activities, make and takes and workshops and sessions that the kids can come and have a really full day. There's no doubt about it. For just a few bucks to get in the door, it's not expensive. There is also, there's vendors, so you can do some shopping. There's entertainment on the main stage, tons of exhibitors and attractions, something for everyone to see. It's a really unique experience and a grassroots effort, and we're just trying to get the word out. So we're happy to be part of downtown Lansing and hope we almost become the silver bells in the city for the Halloween season. That's our goal.
You have some cattle presentations coming up. Could you tell our listeners what to expect?
My hope is that it will be an inspirational presentation. You know, the people who want to bring their Halloween game up a notch, you know, whether they're into makeup or costuming or prop building. I have such a connection with so many groups and organizations and different people that I would love to be able to share this with others, along with some of the crazy things that I've built, and giving people just kind of an insight of what is possible, because that's really it. I mean, sometimes people don't even know what the first step is or who they can talk to and see. And that's what I hope to really be able to help someone out with. Also show a lot of some examples of what anyone can do without really having the huge amount of knowledge or carpentry skills or background. You know, it's really about getting in, doing what you can and taken that first step. So we've got a few surprises planned too. So any Halloween fans who want to learn about the event and learn about going to the next level, we hope you stop by the program.
How can our listeners find out more information about How to Halloween?
Our website is how-2halloween.com. Don't forget the dash. So once again, how-2halloween.com. That's kind of the main umbrella site for all the events that are happening. We actually have three thriller events this year is what we're promoting in that. Day one of How to Halloween kicks off with the Killer Car Show this year. And we're going to have tons of vehicles parked outside, just these crazy, wacky rides that you have to see. And then day two is the Downtown Lansing Zombie Walk. This is our 10th annual Zombie Walk, so that's going to be a great celebration. Everything is happening on Saturday and Sunday, October 19th and 20th at the Lansing Center.
Jerry, thanks so much for joining me on today's Cattlecast.
Oh, thanks so much for inviting me. We really enjoy our partnership with cattle and look forward to many more fun things in the future.
That's Jerry Jaloski, Event Director for How to Halloween.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend.
Did you know, as a member of Capital Area District Libraries, you can save over $900 a year by just borrowing one item a week? Download books, music, movies, and magazines to your mobile device, or borrow outdoor games like cornhole and ladder ball, which are great for tailgating. Sign up for a free membership at cadl.org/card. Some restrictions may apply. Capital Area District Libraries. Check out everything right here.